Well, this morning we're going to look at this wonderful song that we're going to sing for our invitation song. Will You Not Tell It Today? It's a great song about evangelism. And we were talking about evangelism in our Bible class this morning. We're thinking about Jesus who was going out and preaching the gospel to those cities that he was working with in his day and time. And so I thought we would turn to Romans chapter 1 in verses 14 and 15 as we begin our lesson this morning. Apostle Paul writes these words, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. The Apostle Paul considered himself to be a debtor to preach the gospel. A debtor is one who owes something to someone else. And we owe other people the message of the gospel. And so Paul was ready to go to Rome and to preach this message of the gospel. He considered himself to owe it to those who are in Rome, to Christians, to Greeks, to barbarians, to Jews, to whoever might want to hear the message. He wanted to preach the gospel. And he recognized tremendous blessings and benefits in preaching the gospel to others, and especially to those who would hear that message and obey it. And as the Apostle Paul was the beneficiary of many spiritual blessings in his life, so he wanted others to be beneficiaries of those blessings as well. In a lot of ways, that's what the song, Will You Not Tell It Today, is about. Pointing out all of the wonderful benefits that we have as Christians and then encouraging us to take the same message which we have heard and from which we have benefited to others. This song was written by Jessie Brown Pounds, who was a Christian woman in 1887. And she also wrote some of our other popular songs, Anywhere with Jesus and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, which are also very good songs. We might talk about those songs someday. But she was a member of the Christian church before the Christian church and the Churches of Christ split back in the early 1900s. And so this woman was a member of the Lord's church. And she wrote these wonderful lyrics to this good song. When we think about this song, Will You Not Tell It Today? She gives us three reasons why we should go out and tell others about the message of the gospel. First of all, because Christ cares for us. Secondly, because Christ confirms us. And finally, because Christ commands us. So let's think about these three points in this song this morning. First of all, the first stanza of this song says, if the name of the Savior is precious to you, if his care has been constant and tender and true, if the light of his presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell of your gladness today? Now think about those lyrics for just a moment. The Savior is precious to us. He has cared for us, and he cares for us constantly. His presence brightens our life in every moment. And so she asks the question, will you not tell of the wonderful gladness that you receive from Christ? You know, thinking about all of the things that Christ does for us, and he cares for us. He cares for us by forgiving us of our sins. He shed his blood, Matthew 26 and verse 28, and poured it out for the remission of our sins. Paul writes in Ephesians 1 verse 7 that in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Think of all the ways that Christ cares for us. And this being one of the greatest ways, when we have forgiveness of sins, it makes our life so much easier. We're not burdened by so much guilt and past mistakes. We can let those things go because we know that God has let them go. Christ cares for us by forgiving us of our sins. Will you not tell it today? Christ cares for us by acting as our mediator. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, himself man, Christ Jesus." When we think about Jesus being our mediator, that means he stands before God on our behalf and pleads to the Father for us. In Hebrews 7 and verse 25 says, "Wherefore also he is able to save to the uttermost them that draw near unto God through him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them." Christ is a wonderful mediator, a wonderful intercessor, and he acts on our behalf before the throne of the Father. Will you not tell it today? Christ cares for us by supplying our needs. He promised in Matthew 6 and verse 33 that if we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all of these things that we are concerned about will be added unto you. Things like food and clothing and shelter. Those things we are concerned about on a daily basis, Christ says, I will give you if you will seek my kingdom first. In Philippians 4 and verse 19, Paul wrote, "And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Every need that we might have, Christ will supply. He cares for us by supplying our needs. Will you not tell it today? He cares for us by giving us joy. Think about Philippians 4 and verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Rejoice evermore." 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. How is it that we can rejoice in the Lord and sing these wonderful songs, such as we just sang a few moments ago? Wonderful thoughts, wonderful joy, wonderful blessings that the Christian has because Christ cares for us enough to fill our hearts with food and gladness, Paul wrote in Acts, in the book of Acts chapter 14. He cares for us by giving us peace. Philippians 4 and verse 7, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." So many are troubled and anxious and worried today, but Christ gives us peace. He wants us to have peace. The abundant life, John chapter 10 and verse 10, is what he promises to us. "Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5 and verse 1. Yes, Christ cares for us. And so will you not tell it today because of all of these blessings and benefits that he gives us? If the name of the Savior is precious to you, this care has been constant and tender and true, if the light of his presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell of your gladness today? He cares for us by forgiving us of our sins, acting as our mediator, supplying our needs, giving us joy, and giving us peace. If we enjoy these great blessings that Christ gives, will we not tell it today? But secondly, Christ confirms us. Christ confirms us. The second stanza of this song says, "If your faith in the Savior has brought its reward, if a strength you have found in the strength of your Lord, if the hope of a rest in his palace is sweet, oh, will you not, brother, the story repeat?" Now think about all of these blessings. The blessing of a Savior and the reward that comes with knowing that he's our Savior. The strength that we find in the strength of the Lord. The hope of a rest in his palace someday. These things should motivate us to tell the story of Jesus Christ also. He confirms us. He rewards us. He strengthens us. He gives us hope. Yes, Jesus Christ is a wonderful Savior. How does He confirm us? By rewarding us, as the song mentions. Hebrews 10 and verse 35 says, "Cast not away therefore your boldness, which has great recompense of reward." Great recompense of reward. And Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto Him, for he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him." He rewards those who put their faith and trust in Him. And will you not then tell about Jesus Christ because He gives us these great and wonderful spiritual rewards? He confirms us by strengthening us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, "And Christ gives us strength to go out and to endure the life that we have before us, to endure difficulties and troubles and trials, to work as we need to supply our families and our homes with our necessary things, to go out and to interact with others, and to give us the strength to talk to others about the gospel. I can do all things in Him that strengtheneth me." Ephesians 3 verse 16, the Apostle Paul prayed to regarding the church at Ephesus, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, that ye may be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inward man. So many things discourage us. So many things can bother us. So many things can interfere with the task that the Lord has set before us. We need strength to get through all those things, and Christ Jesus gives us that strength if we will put our faith and trust in Him. Christ confirms us by rewarding us, by strengthening us, by giving us hope of rest. And one day there will be a rest for those who have been faithful to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9 says, "There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God." In Revelation 14 and verse 13, John writes, "And I heard a voice from heaven say, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them." Rest from our labors is promised to those who put their hope in Him. If Christ confirms us by rewarding us, by strengthening us, and by giving us the hope of rest, will we not tell it today? Will we not the story repeat? What a great thought. What a great sentiment. What a great song. And then finally, will we not tell it today because Christ commands us? Think about the last stanza of this lyric. If the souls all around you are living in sin, if the Master has told you to bid them come in, if the sweet invitation they never have heard, oh, will you not tell them the cheer-bringing word? Yes, there are souls around us that are living in sin. Yes, the Master has told us, commanded us even, to bid them come in. Yes, He gives us the sweet invitation. And now He wants us to tell them the cheer-bringing word. Think about these elements of this part of the song for a moment. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And if we say we have not sin, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. 1 John 1 and verse 10. Sin is the problem that Jesus came to deal with. Jesus is the solution. And we have got to tell others about the solution to the sin problem. Jesus came to this earth to preach the gospel of salvation, that those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. And he wants us to take that gospel and tell others about it, because souls are in jeopardy of being lost, and they need to hear the message of Jesus. He says in Matthew 28 and verses 19 and 20, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He wants us to take his message to others. He wants us to make disciples by baptizing and teaching. And he promises to be with us if we will do these very things. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, here Mark repeats the same great commission. He said unto them, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." You see, Jesus commands us to go into the world. He cares for us, yes. He confirms us, yes. But he also commands us. We must preach and teach the gospel to others. The sweet invitation that the song discusses, Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In Revelation 22 and verse 17, the Apostle John writes, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And he that heareth, let him say, Come. And he that is athirst, let him come. He that will, let him take of the water of life freely." It is available to anyone who has heard the message of Jesus Christ. And so we need to invite, and so we need to tell others about Jesus. Will you not tell it today? Will you not tell it today? The chorus of this great song says, "If the light of his presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell it today?" Let's keep telling the gospel message. Let's keep preaching the truth to others. Let's go out and invite our friends and families and neighbors to come and hear the message of the gospel. Let's take the gospel to them as we have the ability and as we have the opportunity. Let's fulfill this great commission that Jesus Christ has given us to do and go out and tell those around us about the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, sin is the problem, but Jesus is the good news. And yes, sin has separated us from God, but Jesus restores that relationship. How does he do it? He went to the cross and died there and shed his blood so that we might be forgiven of all of our sins. And today, he commands us to teach this message to others, to go into all the world and baptize. Why baptize? Because baptism is the likeness of his death, burial, and resurrection. Romans chapter 6 and verses 1 through 11 teach that, as well as Colossians chapter 2 and verses 11 through 13. He wants people to hear the message of the gospel and believe it. Repent of their sins, the very things that separated us from God to begin with. We've got to put those aside and start walking with him, not against him. We've got to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that He alone has the power to save us from our sins. And we must be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, because that's what Jesus said to do. That's what the apostles practice, and that's what we also want to follow within our lives. Would you respond to Jesus' invitation this morning? If you need to respond to that message, we'd be happy to help you. You can come now and make it known while together we stand and while we sing.